Come on.
We were live, we'd be dying.
World famous for giving the most expensive blowjob in history.
In bed. Not like they're hurting anybody.
Dad, is that a mullet?
What's up, Internet, and the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to episode 3 of the Olin Ezra Show, featuring myself, that's Olin Ezra, Big Baby PvP.
Yo, what it do?
The Average Joe.
What's up?
And my cousin Dylan back there running the soundboard.
How you doing?
Yeah, we're the Olin Ezra Show. We got a great show for you today. All I'm going to say is that when you put fart and cake in the same sentence, it is absolutely hilarious.
Epic.
But just keep listening. So, you know, man, on the way here, I think this was the first time that we were actually able to navigate this building without the horrendous mess of construction.
Yeah, it actually was a little bit clearer this time.
Wow.
It's been clearing up. I'm excited for it. I hate construction. I have to deal with it day and night.
Well, just don't go suing MDOT.
No, well, hey, man, I was considering it the other day at work because I was, and it wasn't even my gas I was wasting. It was company gas, but I was just frustrated that it took an hour and a half to move 3 miles.
Wait a minute. You were in gridlock?
Yeah, like
wait,
total.
Hold on. You were in gridlock in the state of Michigan?
The state of Michigan.
Oh, my no. Unholy Christ.
I know, and I drive for a living, too.
Wow. Wow, did you sue?
No, I didn't.
Did you at least send a bill? Or?
No, I didn't. I just took it up the ass like everyone else does.
Right. That we have to deal with every day, right. Lady. So if you don't want to sit in construction, go back to Ohio.
Because I know all those, all the people that don't live in Michigan, coming here, you should know that there's two seasons. There's winter and construction. And that's it. That's just plain and simple, the best I can describe it.
Yep. And the other day, we were promoting the show at the Dragon Me Brewery with Mr. Magnanimous. So let's give him a shout out to Magnanimous.
What up?
And we also saw one of the guys from Small Minds over there, too.
Yeah, we did.
Came and, had a couple brews with us. And, you know, thanks to anybody that took our CD from the Dragon Me Brewery, we were kind of placing them in a bathroom. And, I mean, what better way to promote this show than putting our CDs in the bathroom? Yeah. How ironic.
Right. I mean, you can't really complain if you picked it up from a bathroom.
Exactly.
No,
we got that hot shit, and we put it right where hot shit goes.
Hot shit. You'll find RCD in the hot shit section of your local bathroom. All right? So if you leave a floater and you just want to, you know, leave a nice little memento there for, like, say you've already heard it, just go ahead and put the CD right there. Someone's bound to pick it up because they were taking them at the Dragon Me Brewery. And a shout-out to that brewery because they make some of the best microbrew beer in Detroit.
Delicious beer.
Amazing beer.
I didn't want to stop drinking, but I looked at the tab, and it was like, okay, I gotta stop drinking.
We ended up dropping around $170 at that little pub over there.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, though. Proud to help out my local brewery.
Absolutely.
Keep the beer flowing, you know.
Absolutely. But it was a good time.
Yes.
To everybody involved. Yeah. And thank you if you were at the Dragon Meet and took a CD, because we went through a stack of about 20, 25
right.
of them. I don't
applaud
know.
Everybody out there. But...
And for having no marketing budget, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah. But beyond that, how was everybody else's weekend? We'll start with you, Pat. How was your weekend?
So far it was all right. You know, I had to work yesterday morning. It was
work.
Basically, yeah, it was work. Work is work.
You don't have to explain work to anyone in this room.
Exactly. Nah, we all work too much. I mean,
too much.
I actually work more on the show than my real job, and I don't even get paid for the show.
Right. And this is more fun, actually.
But I'll tell you what, you know, hopefully, and you guys as listeners are the only people that can really help us achieve the type of success that we'd like the show to see. All it takes is you just burning a CD on Windows or sending it to one of your friends, leaving it in their car, you know, throwing it like a ninja star at the side of your grandma's forehead. You know, anything you can do to promote the show.
Just get the point across.
Get the point across. Get it out there. You know, you could even call your local radio station and say, hey, I want to hear the Olin Ezra Show at theolinezrashow.com.
On the air.
We can either talk with the station, or they can go to our website and just download the show. And that way, they can get a good idea. But the more people that listen and pass it out, we're trying to do a completely viral marketing campaign. So just as listeners, if you like us, help us out. And you know what? We'll take the show to amazing heights.
Yeah, because you got to realize, if you're listening to us right now, you got to realize that you are a part of the ground movement of something that is amazing, something that is epic, this revolution of podcasting that we have going on. If you're listening to us right now, you got in basically, you're getting in while Microsoft is at 32 cents a share right now. So when we blow up, you blow up, because we're doing this for you.
Absolutely. It's all entertainment. It's all for your entertainment. So please, as a listener, just step up. Step up to the plate. Give our CD out to a couple of friends, you know?
I had a good weekend, too. Thanks.
What happened, Joe? Oh. What happened? I'm sorry. I went on a rant. I'm sorry.
I know. I was totally waiting for that. Off. I was looking at my watch. It was just ongoing. And,
all right.
But it was good. It was
worth
it.
Well, did your watch leave any tan marks?
Yeah, no. All no, right. But there's this poor bastard I seen at Meijer shopping for, you know, stuff for the show I was shopping for. And I was at the checkout line. And I was just looking at her, because I normally, you know, you just look around to judge other people around you, because it's all you get to do while you're standing in line.
I don't judge, but what? I do make fun of.
Oh, well judge, make fun of.
What time was it? What time of day?
Man, this had to have been probably around 6:30, 7 o'clock in the
evening. It was on our way to the Dragon Meet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in the checkout line, and this guy just glances at me, and I notice that he's got these tan lines over his eyes. Like, this poor bastard left, and it's not, like, not noticeable. I mean, it was white on red. Like, this guy looked Indian beyond his eyes. It was like
he fell asleep in the Meijer's parking lot and just, like, stared straight up at the sun for 5 hours. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like them idiots you guys see with, like, the foot tan lines with the sandals just walking around the beach, and they got the straps over their toes. It's like, you moron, you're at the beach. It's sand. Take off the shoes.
But hey, I really shouldn't talk about tan lines, because, like, other than my lower arms,
oh dude, I'm
pasty white.
It's like the difference between night and day there.
I'm as white as Joe's wife beater.
Yeah. Well, see, no, I'd say I have a buddy that's the whitest man on the planet. He's a goofy one. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking.
Yeah,
about.
He's a ghost.
But
man.
You know what? He's a good guy.
He is
so,
a good guy.
I mean, let's not rag him too hard. But
well, I'm not ragging him at all. But
he's
the whitest kid I know. I mean, Casper.
I mean,
don't
take any
on
offense, Pat. I'm sorry, homie.
Dude, it's a tanning.
You guys would be like total opposites.
I know you would actually absorb this guy. It's
yeah,
just, you'd just be like.
So you're saying we'd like handshake and it'd be like the Focus Hope sign?
Yeah, it would totally be like the hands you see in the ads.
No,
across
the world.
It might be like the Focus Hope sign, except the white from his hand would be so blinding you'd go blind.
It's actually like looking at two pieces of paper, of construction paper, white and black. That'd be the difference.
Wow. So you said I need sunglasses to see the guy?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. No,
glows.
To look at this, yeah. But he's a good guy, he's a good friend of ours, and he's a good friend of the show, so.
I hope you listen, too.
Anyway, we're going to jump right into an article that Pat looked up for us. All I can say is that it involves a prostitute and money. Pat, what the hell happened?
All right, apparently, over in Lowell, which is a suburb of Boston, the lure of a $30 trick with a Lowell hooker ended up nearly costing one man more than 60 grand in cash.
60 grand?
And that's STD-free?
See, that part, I'm not really sure. I've seen Lowell hookers. I'm pretty sure he got something extra.
Yeah.
60 grand.
All right, yeah. Apparently, Jessica Garcia, 30, is the hooker, and she was released on personal They knew her.
They knew her. All right.
They knew her. After allegations that she agreed to perform oral sex on the drunken guy for $30, but then tied him up and ran off with $62,000 in cash he kept in a duffel bag with him.
Wait, hold on. This guy is keeping 60 grand cash in a duffel bag with him.
That's not even, who's paying $30 for a blowjob?
Yeah, that's expensive.
That's a $10 market at most.
I mean, if you know how to talk to women, you can get it for free.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, but then again, if you know how to talk to women, you're not the kind of guy walking around with 60 grand in a duffel bag.
Oh, but why is it in a duffel bag? Like, police were never suspicious as to why the man has a duffel bag containing $60,000?
See, that's the thing. The cops, they're wondering the same thing. But see, it's bad because the article doesn't even say why he has, you know, 60 grand.
Wow.
He's
probably buying drugs.
Wow.
Either way, though, 60 grand?
60 grand,
it's
man.
It's like, now, how much coke do you need?
He needed a lot. He probably, that was the first hooker among many he was going to see that night.
He was just thinking with his wrong head. His head wasn't there. Who would pick up a prostitute with a duffel bag filled with 60 grand?
I wouldn't.
Wow.
See, apparently this guy is just funny to me. This guy is just funny because the article goes on to say that The man had been drinking cognac for several hours on Saturday night when he hopped on his bicycle, cash in tow, to search for a streetwalker.
Wait, wait, hold up. So he has this duffel bag strapped to his back.
And he's on a bicycle.
On a bicycle.
On this a bicycle.
Guy, wait, I don't think that this elusive duffel bag even exists. Who would do that? Dylan, man, you're very careful with your money. Maybe a little more careful than myself, but I mean, would you ever drive down the street with a duffel bag strapped to your back full of money?
No, I don't carry more than $20 on me at a time.
See, Dylan's a smart man, that's the same way I am. Or if I have to, I'll wrap my large bills around some singles so I give the illusion that I'm broke.
Wow.
But see, it's just hilarious, though, because it's like, all right.
I really shouldn't have said that. My money's kept safe behind a vault in the bank, so no one go near it.
Sure it is. But, yeah, anyway, I'm not even going to read the address. It doesn't matter what the address was.
Oh, man.
But see, here's the thing.
People are taking this guy seriously.
Yeah, but see, look, this is where it gets, like, how stupid are you? First off, you're drunk. Then you're riding your bicycle to go find yourself a streetwalker.
Well, with a duffel bag. I applaud him for riding the bike drunk. At least he didn't get behind a car.
$60,000. But, yeah, he solicited the Garcia, you know, Jessica Garcia, the whore. He solicited her in front of this house. They snuck into the building's basement. He was supposed to pay her $30 for oral. Instead, she told police she tied the man's ankles together with a belt, pushed him over, grabbed the cash, and ran. That had to be the least violent robbery in the history of robberies.
Okay, so this guy's caught with his cock out. He got pushed over, and she made off with the money. Now, how did they catch her, does it say? Because, I mean, she's saying that's what she did, right?
Well, yeah, see, they ended up catching her because the guy actually went to the cops and said, yo, you know, I bought a horse, she knocked me over and took my $60,000.
Okay.
But see, I'd be, you know, so what? Embarrassed.
But did they find the $60,000 on the prostitute?
No, that's the worst part.
This sounds like a scheme.
They did find $44,000,
$44,500.
Where? What it is that police found Garcia and another man, probably her pimp, in downtown Lowell Doubletree Hotel later that night with three stacks of bills totaling $44,521. They both admitted to tying the man's legs together and stealing the money.
Why
problem
does...
is, they don't know what happened to the remainder of the money.
Oh, that money's gone.
Oh, my goodness.
That money's already back in the market.
What a joke. Why would you put that in your duffel bag? Are you kidding me?
I'm just waiting on the guy that runs Girls Gone Wild to come and, you know, try to get Jessica to pose for a couple of videos as the chick that's world famous for giving the most expensive blowjob in history.
What a joke. So... Yeah, I'm done. So what's this you're telling me about Bigfoot, man? You're talking about Bigfoot before the show, Joe.
Yeah, there was actually a story I was digging up. Let's see, what's this guy's name here? Jeffrey Meldrum, a Bigfoot researcher and Idaho State University professor. He dismissed some photos. It looks just like a costume, those would say, with fake guts thrown around to top for an effect.
Dude, I've seen the picture. You know what it looks like? It looks like Vienna sausages and some ragu.
Well, dude, you can't really say much. I mean, it is just a photo, and this did just happen. You got to give it some time to, you know, boil, you know what I mean? As for DNA evidence, the men presented an email from the University of Minnesota reporting that of the three distinct DNA sequences that showed up, one was inconclusive and one human, and the third was from a possum.
Right. So, I mean, what? Is it like the Bigfoot DNA is human possum DNA?
Well, no,
or...
they think it's a possum snack that the Bigfoot had.
Look, I've seen a possum. Who the hell? I don't care if you're Bigfoot or not. Why would you eat that thing?
Well, I mean, it's slow. You can catch it rather, you know, it's easy to catch. Bigfoot, man, have you ever seen the commercials? They're not too smart.
Yeah, dude, my dog eats possum snacks every now and then. Yeah, no, I had to clean out some possum skeletons out the backyard.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, it also says three other Bigfoots watched from the trees. Winton wanted the body while Dyer got his tow truck. The two said they didn't call authorities. It seemed that it would create a frenzy. And it said he wanted to protect the species, he said.
You know, now here's the thing about that. You know, it's like when aliens supposedly crashed into Roswell, the Air Force and the government was there. They were right there all over. No, nothing happened here. So, I mean, like, if the guy calls, like, authorities, I mean, is it going to be leaked? Or is the government just going to come and just surround the place and steal whatever's in that case? Man, I don't believe it. This guy who did they come out to again? I'm sorry, with their story.
His name is Jeffrey Meldrum.
Okay.
They did an interview. He's a Scientific American Bigfoot researcher, and he works for the Idaho State University. He's a professor.
Okay. Okay. Now, I was thinking of somebody else.
Oh.
It starts with, like, a biz or something like that.
What is it, Harry and the...
No, that article, or that news story we were watching before the show on Fox News about it, the guy that they were interviewing there, he did a hoax about 2-3 years ago, and it was on Coast to Coast AM.
Tom something.
Like Biscardi or something like that. And basically, it was in Portland, Oregon, and... He had claimed that he had a Bigfoot, and it was chained up, and he was there, and he saw the Bigfoot, he met the Bigfoot, and then when he said the time to reveal the Bigfoot came, all of a sudden he said he had relied on bad information, and the Bigfoot wasn't there, and it was just a big cover-up by some other company, and totally passed the blame for it off on somebody else. So, I mean, excuse me for being a little skeptical, but I remember that escapade with that man, and that's why I'm skeptical.
Well, you could be right. That's why they're doing this whole investigation now, just determine who is right.
Well, it's good. I like this article because it's not saying there's a Bigfoot. It's tongue-in-cheek saying that these guys found a Bigfoot, so... All right, continue. I'm sorry.
They were out, that video that we also watched, they were given some of the measurements. They said he had, like, his hand was completely, like, 11 inches long from palm to middle finger. I mean...
Okay.
He's 7 foot 7 foot 11 beast. I mean, I don't know too many. You see too many gorillas walking around that are 7 foot 11. I
dated this chick one time, and
I bet you have, but that's beyond.
Oh, that didn't. Yeah. Oh wow.
I mean, if that was a real Sasquatch, you'd be a millionaire.
Oh man.
You know what I mean? But Joe Young's.
She did have a rockin' unibrow. I mean, that was pretty. That was pretty.
So
nice.
To one of my teachers, I gave him a pack of razors for Christmas. I think I got suspended for that.
How inconsiderate, Joe.
Mr. Wood, how you doing?
All right. Anyway, is there anything else in that little gem of an article, if you want to call it a gem?
Yeah, I don't know if it's really a gem, but they keep putting this line in there. He insisted the Georgia Bigfoot was the real deal. I mean,
I'll believe it when I have documented DNA evidence. All they have is
they said that's
inconclusive.
About a week's time.
Like, if they had all three tests come back inconclusive, I'd be like, wow. Maybe they're actually onto something. One of them's inconclusive. Somehow there's human. I mean, does it say what happened? I mean, did a dude get cannibalized? Is it the guy that beheaded the guy from Winnipeg?
I don't think so. I think he's trapped securely in a cell where he needs to be.
I'm just saying, then the possum, you know, I mean, would the possum DNA survive the Bigfoot digestive process?
Who knows?
Just many more, so many questions. Making claims that there's a Bigfoot.
Sasquatch,
whatever you want. A Yeti.
Yeti.
The abominable snowman. Whatever. Get this out of here.
Right.
We're done.
What did you have planned next?
Well, we're going to move on to something
it's cake-y. Indescribable.
It's. I mean, I'm sure everybody out there loves cake. I mean, everybody. I mean, Pat, you like cake, obviously.
Of course I love cake. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at this picture right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cake.
Chocolate cake.
Was that a low blow?
What?
I don't know. I couldn't read your response.
No, dude. Cake is the shit.
Okay. Pat is... okay. I thought you were like tongue-in-cheeky me. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, cake is delicious. Oh, man. I mean, the girl in this video, I would love to stick my tongue in her cake, even though she does what she does in the video.
Hey, I would still do it. She's not turning me off.
This is pretty good. Pat, you haven't seen this, so this is going to be your reaction. And for those of you, you know, that may not want to go see it because you have small kids around, you could just listen to the descriptions here. You can see this video for yourselves at www.cakefarts.com. Joe, you got anything on this before I start it?
Just go ahead and start it. I mean, people that don't know what it is, they may and may not enjoy it. That's all I really have to say.
All right.
Just have an open mind.
It's like a picture of a cake, and it's like a chocolate cake. It's square.
Looks delicious.
Yeah, Pat's over here drooling. We need to get him a couple towels because he's getting it all over the studio.
Give me a
but
couple
it's all
cakes.
Right. It's all right. Now, she's just eating a piece of the cake. I mean, she's got a nice ass. I mean, look.
I mean,
she
is
naked,
you know,
from the waist down.
Right, and she's there with, like, the skimpy little...
Oh, she is not bad looking. I definitely bone her. Okay, now she's getting on the counter. This is where it gets interesting. Right. And she's, like, eating the cake. Okay, okay. Now she is, she's starting to straddle the cake.
And she a sexy little bitch, too.
She's trying, she is trying to ride that cake like a horse, okay? Oh, my God. All right, oh, my God. She's about to, all right. Here, she's sticking its ass to cake. Listen very carefully.
What the f?
She's farting into the cake.
Why am
she's farting into the
cake.
Hey,
wait, watch
look
her asshole open up.
Cake.
Ready?
Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Watch that booty hole.
Oh my god.
It's everywhere. What? There is chocolate everywhere.
In every crevice.
Why? Why did I just have to see a fart actually occur? From the... For anyone that has never seen a fart actually happen,
oh my god!
This is
there is chocolate cake. Oh
god!
Her booty hole.
This is
Pat, it's oh wow.
Pat, would you lick it clean?
No, God no.
Oh, Pat's afraid. Pat's afraid. Oh. You know, if I was drunk, I probably wouldn't mind licking it clean once or twice.
Oh.
I mean, it is chocolate. Chocolate taste. At this point, I don't know if it's chocolate or not.
Oh.
But, oh my god.
She just ruined two great things.
She just ruined booty hole and cake.
Oh. Chocolate cake at that.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
Like, if it was a vanilla-based cake, I wouldn't really mind that much. I don't like vanilla, but it had to be chocolate.
Well, it would have been chocolate-based once she was done with the vanilla cake.
That
I mean,
is very true.
Wow. Are you a degenerated man for seeing that?
Fuck cake. Give me a cookie.
Like, wow. Let's go back in this video here and, hold on. Let's hear this initial fart.
The first one.
The initial fart. I wonder if she's getting paid for this. Oh, I was talking. Can you back that up a little bit? I'm sorry. I was talking over it. Oh, my God. That doesn't sound fake.
No, those are real farts. You can see the asshole open up.
I envy this woman. I can't fart like this. I wish I could. I wish I had these farting skills. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. Wow. Right in the frosting.
Man, she got such a pretty little...
She is a beautiful girl, too. I mean, she is just... Oh, my God. Look at that. What? Imagine if that was the fart. Who wouldn't want to toss that salad? My God. Oh, my God. Dude, I mean, Dylan.
I don't want to comment on the cake farts. You know how I feel about it. It's unnecessary is what it is. There's just no reason for it.
Dylan, it's comedy.
I don't think it's that funny. I think it's pretty gross.
I've seen you laughing
before
the show.
I saw you laughing at the segment.
I mean, it could have been just at us two fools, but, you know, you were cracking a smile.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like a cake fart. I mean, there has been twogirlsonecup.com, and that's just gross. I mean, it's still a little funny, but it's just more gross. This is, I think, is more, it's like a fart joke at a cake, but, you know.
Just putting the chick there makes it so
the
much
chick,
better.
You know, if it was like a big fat dude doing that, I'd be like.
I'd be appalled.
I'd be like, oh, man, what a perverted joke. But, I mean, she's beautiful. You have to give her that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. If it was a big fat guy, it'd just be disgusting. But
what if
her,
it was a big fat woman?
It's still disgusting. But with her, it's like, it's sad. It's like, no, you just ruined.
Well, we did some more in-depth research on the cake farting phenomenon, and we scrolled to the bottom of the page, and we found out that there is something called meatloaffarts.com. And I guess it's some sort of extension off of cake farts. And basically, it involves meatloaf, a ketchup, the same thing, and an extra girl.
Yeah, there's actually two chicks in this one.
Can we pull it up?
Yeah, we can pull up meatloaf farts, all right? All right, well, we're pulling up meatloaf farts right now, and I mean... It should be right on the bottom of the page. You see it there? All right, here we go. We're getting this is an extension of cake farts called meatloaf farts. All right, now they play this one off a little bit differently. Apparently, this girl that's with her doesn't know what's happening.
She's oblivious to what's about to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it's the same kitchen and everything like that. So it must be her house. I mean, I don't know what that's would possess you to ruin
getting,
a cake.
That's why I don't see her getting paid for this. I think her parents are just big sweet freaks, and she farts in their cakes.
I hope to God that her parents aren't the one recording this, because we have a serious situation on our hands.
Wait.
Just watch.
All right, you see her friend there?
Yeah, yeah. The bun.
Right now, they're forming the meatloaf, and these are two fairly good-looking girls. I mean, they're a little white trash, but that's all right. All right, she's running water, and I don't know why. All right, she's done now. All right. Now they're about to put the ketchup on the meatloaf here. All right, they're smearing ketchup all over the meatloaf. They're just coating it with ketchup.
Seasoning.
Yeah, they're talking about it's ketchup. It's ketchup. I mean, what are they doing? Using Lori's salt?
What kind of ketchup is it?
Why is she?
It looks like it's just regular run of the mill.
Wait, her friend just asked her, why did she just pull it down her pants?
Oh yeah, she's supposed to be oblivious. I mean, now she's standing here. All right, here she goes. She's taking the meatloaf over to the dining room table. All right, this one girl looks absolutely horrified that she has no pants on and is holding a plate of meat. Oh, my God. Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Oh, my God. There's ketchup in the booty hole. And oh, my God.
Unbelievable. This is our meatloaf. It's all over here.
It's all over your vagina and your butthole.
Oh, my God. It's all up in your buttery biscuit. Oh, my God.
She just farted on her friend's pants.
This woman looks completely appalled at what's going on here.
Wow, this is absolutely insane. People are doing this, and they're not charging people to watch this. They're just doing this. We have got to get her on the show. This is unbelievable.
You know what? No, you know what? You know, it's funny to watch the worst part about this is like...
Sorry about that.
Though. Oh, God. Oh, man. The worst part about this is like...
I thought I saw some Duncan Hines.
The worst part is the visuals, like when she stands up. You know what I mean? Like after the cake, it's like it's all boo-boo brown.
It seriously looks like there is paint peeling off of her booty, but it's really cake.
Oh, and
this
on this
is meatloaf.
One, yeah, but with the ketchup, it looks like...
She is gyrating her booty in meatloaf. Oh, man. And farting into it. It's gyrating.
Right now, it looks like her vagina looks like
the
day staff at the seediest strip club you could think of.
Oh, wow. Herpes ain't got nothing on that. It looks like somebody forgot to use their tampon. Good God.
Oh, that's a bad visual.
Oh, dude.
And now her friend is playing with her buttocks.
The butt is being... She's, like, massaging the cheeks of her friend as she's farting in this pile of meatloaf.
They're spreading it around.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, I can't believe I'm helping you with this.
Oh, I can, baby doll. Oh,
I can't believe they're still going
to
eat this because they're trailer trash.
Wow.
I'm mad her friend didn't get topless, though. So,
That was a good one. Good God. Oh,
imagine the smell.
Oh, man. I
would imagine it smelled like meatloaf.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Ugh. There's meatloaf everywhere.
And the meatloaf is just like a big clump on the plate.
My goodness.
It looks...
Wow. Ugh. No tact. No tact at all. All right. That's Cake Farts. So if you want to check that out, go to cakefarts.com because it is hilarious.
With a strong stomach, I suggest.
Yeah, you know what's kind of coming now, but I mean, you never hear your girlfriend fart. She always tries to hide it.
Mine
does. I mean, if you're looking to finally, for the first time in your life, actually hear a girl fart, what better way to do it than to hear her farting into cake?
It's a good idea.
Oh, God.
I definitely need to see more from this girl.
Yeah, she needs to give us more food farting.
Yes.
Definitely. Oh. Definitely. I am a... God. Cake farts. Really? Cake farts? This is... All right, whatever. Anyway, we're going to move along, and we're going to hit up two more news articles before we end the show today. This first one, I'm going to flip it up. This one's about a corpse, and this happened in Michigan. It's pretty interesting. In Lansing... Three Macomb County nursing home workers who clowned around with the newly deceased patient were ordered ready for transport to a funeral home were improperly convicted of patient abuse because the dead cannot be classified as patients. Their actions, which included patting an 88-year-old woman's hand saying, "Wake up," and posing for cell phone pictures with the body, were, quote, reprehensible and disrespectful. They were not criminal, though. The three-judge panel unanimously found an opinion released Friday. So they're sitting there playing with a corpse.
I mean, don't these people have to be cross-screened for jobs like this?
I mean, shouldn't they lose their job? That's just disturbing.
Oh, no, they did lose their jobs if you read down further. Okay, yes, they did lose their jobs.
Okay, that's good. And this, I guess this happened at the Cherrywood Nursing Home and Living Center in Sterling Heights. So that's not too far from us in southeast Michigan here. Apparently, the misdemeanor charges were filed for patient abuse, arguing that the woman was still under the care of nursing home when the abuse occurred. So these are what people in nursing homes are doing. And I've always really been leery of nursing homes because it's like you just kind of, how can you send your mom to a nursing home? Who knows what those people do to a man?
I would never do it, but, you know, I always threaten my mom, like, I'll send you to the nursing home when you know, you get old if you ground me this one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always stick it in the back of their mind because literally when they get old, they might not be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah, you got to plant that seed of fear early, you know? Yes.
That's what they get, you know?
For all the abuse we got.
What was up with that? It's like, hey, Mom, can I have this cookie? No! Why not? I said so! What? Why? Because I'm your mother! What the hell is that? Your ass is going in a nursing home when I'm 35 and there's nothing you can do about it. You're screwed.
No, man. See,
I'm just kidding, Mom. You know I love you.
Yeah, it was deeper than that with me. See, I just got sick of all the lies, like no Easter Bunny, no Santa Claus. And after Santa Claus, I was appalled, man. I was like, nursing home for you after 60. It's over.
They lied to us. Oh, we never smoked weed. Then we just go through the photo. Oh, my God.
Mom,
like,
your
who's
eyes.
Who's in this tie-dye shirt right here?
Right. Look, it's Jerry Garcia. How do you knew Jerry Garcia?
Dad, is that a mullet?
Right. Oh. Some cat scratch fever going on over there. Bust out the nuge. All right. Anyway. Michigan, it says in the article, does not have a specific corpse abuse statute. Well, it should. And if anybody's seen the original movie Clerks, you know, I mean, look what happened involving a corpse in that movie. And if you haven't seen Clerks, I don't really watch that many movies. How dare you if you haven't seen that movie? It's a
kill
masterpiece.
Kill yourself if you haven't seen it.
Wow. You should just slit your wrists and drink the blood until you drown on it. God.
I just have to say, you know, they're dead. It's not like they're hurting anybody.
Dylan, would you play with a corpse?
No.
I mean, would you be like pretending to shake its hand and walking it around the nerve? Look,
I'm not saying it's a great thing to do, but I mean, I don't think they should go to jail for it.
What if they were working overtime and just looking to pass the time by, you know?
Pass the time?
Well, there's nothing else to do in a nursing home. What are you going to do,
please.
Walk the halls?
I mean, who are they hurting? They're dead.
They're hurting the pride of the dead person. You have to respect.
You don't have no pride when you're dead.
Come on,
sack of meat.
Look, they're nursing home workers. They're not working on the next version of Weekend at Bernie's.
Hey, Dylan, you know what happens? Do you know what happens when you play with too many corpses?
I don't know what happens.
Thriller happens. That's what happens.
I mean, look at that. Look what happened to that poor sap.
This needs to be stopped immediately. That was good. Thank you,
Thriller
Pat.
Happens.
Opening my eyes to what's about to happen.
Oh, wow. I mean, is that why his skin got progressively lighter all those years? I mean, have you seen Michael Jackson?
He doesn't even have a nose.
Dude, what happened to him?
That's it. Speech. No, there's nothing to say.
I mean,
about Mike.
As a member of the African American community, would you say he's even a part of your community? Because I mean, if like you know he was a white dude and then like turned orange or something, I'd be like, no, we have nothing to do with him. Nothing.
All right. You know how baseball teams have farm leagues?
Okay.
Well, Michael Jackson is a part of the African American farm league. Janet isn't far behind.
He's not allowed to claim full blooded. Just you know, he's working on it. He's working on his batting average.
Right. You know he's in the group. He's just not. He's the backup drummer.
Okay. There we go. He's a standby man. You know. Okay.
See, you guys bringing up that skin thing that he has because he was all white. See, when I was a kid, I thought my dad was lying to me again when I seen him on TV, and he's like, you know he's black, right? my jaw dropped. You know, I was stunned. It was like Santa Claus all over again.
No, I mean the skin disease is horrible.
I was like, you're lying.
The thought of a young white guy wanting to grow up and be Michael Jackson is hilarious to me.
You know what? How dare you? How dare you think of Michael Jackson in the same sentence as Santa Claus? Where Santa Claus comes down the chimney and brings children presents and eats their
Michael
cookies.
Michael Jackson comes
Michael
down
Jackson
the chimney and steals the children.
Steals the children and then goes home and eats the children's cookies, not the baked ones.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Let's get this corpse article out of you. You don't play with a corpse. And if you do play with a corpse, your name is Michael Jackson, and he's losing all of his money. He's losing his ranch, or it was foreclosed on, or what. Get out of here.
That's a pretty cool
joke.
Ranch, too, man. I would have went there as a kid. Played on all the
time. Yeah,
that's how we lured them in.
Dude, he had a full-on carnival. Dude got giraffes and tigers and lions. Right.
Yeah, but I would have been the smart kid.
Look,
walking
I don't,
up with,
I don't,
you know,
I don't
like
understand, and in my opinion, this is more detrimental to your health. Parents don't want their children smoking cigarettes, but these children that ended up there, what kind of parent would send their children on a weekend with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's...
God!
No, you know what? You gotta admit. The first couple of kids that were there, you know, they had no idea.
Well, they didn't know. But
right.
Once, like,
but, what... Right, after the first trial, and you still sent your kids to Michael Jackson?
Wow.
Yeah, I think you'd have a better chance sending your kids up to Jeffrey Dahmer than Michael Jackson.
Wow.
I think you'd get your kids back, well, at least in a couple pieces.
Look at what look what happened to Macaulay Culkin because of Michael Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That is right, yeah.
Wow. Remember the Home Alone kid? God,
oh,
Michael Jackson ruined his career, proverbially.
He did. Oh.
No, remember when Michael went to the, I want to say the Grammys, and he had Webster sitting on his shoulder?
Oh, my goodness.
I think he took Brooke Shields to Grammys once.
Yeah, I think that was the same time. It's like he took Brooke Shields as his date, but then when they got there, he was too busy hanging with Webster the whole time, and she just got blew off like, screw you, you're a woman.
Wow. Right. Hey, Dylan, did you ever want to go to the Neverland Ranch or whatever it was called?
Absolutely not.
Never once, huh?
No.
I mean, I saw that when you still lived with their parents when you were around 16. You know, they still had the Michael Jackson albums. I mean, was that a you know, big to do growing up? The Michael Jackson music.
The music is one thing. The artist is another.
Okay. I mean, I'll take your word on it there. Quit covering.
No, you are talking into the microphone that he recorded Thriller with.
All right, moving along, we have another article, and this one's pretty funny. Anyway, I'm just going to read verbatim from the article because it is from the Associated Press. So here we go. We're going to give it a shot. Police arrested a woman in Jacksonville, Florida. They said deliberately hit a bike rider and crashed two separate cars and then ran off naked.
Butt-ass naked?
Buck naked.
That's crazy.
No clothes. Nipples exposed, boobs bouncing, cellulite jiggling everywhere. Just fully exposed, full bush nudity.
And what did they charge you for $65?
Not wearing my seatbelt.
It's just so ironic, isn't it?
And you know what? I bet that she's not even a sex offender.
Probably not.
What a joke. Disgusting.
Stripping down naked. She was probably cute.
Anyway,
that's why.
Let me continue. Here we go. Holly Highfield. I mean, her last name's Highfield. So I mean,
you got to be getting high.
Anyway, she faces DUI and several other charges after witness said she initially struck a bicyclist, took off her clothes, and ran around the crash scene, then drove off the road while attempting to flee the scene in someone else's vehicle.
So after she stripped butt naked, she ran around and then tried to steal somebody else's vehicle.
Unbelievable. Yes,
and there was children in the car
with
her.
Yeah, there was children in the car.
And read what she said to the children before she hit the bicyclist.
All right, it says, the children in Highfield's car told police that she was driving north when she turned to them and said, "Do you think this biker is going to get hit? Do you have faith? Are you afraid?"
Whoa, what a
That's
cynical.
That's so messed up.
What a cynical
You're
going
to say that to your kid? She's obviously deranged.
Yeah, I wonder what was going on with this chick, you know what I mean?
Maybe she just snapped. Maybe it's like the dude that decapitated the dude a couple weeks ago. You know, he just snapped.
You know, that's what I mean. But come on, man.
At least she didn't eat the children,
right? And yeah. She hit a cyclist. The person on the bicycle. She was a 55-year-old woman, probably. You know, just exercising, getting her daily exercise in.
Right. I mean, after she told the kids, you know, that after she said, "Do you think this biker's going to get hit? Do you have faith? Are you afraid?" She steered the SUV right into the southbound lane.
Yeah, it wasn't even
lane,
like a four-door sedan. It was a big SUV.
A 55-year-old woman.
It was a big exploder.
Now, a couple stopped in a van to see if the bicyclist needed help. And that's when Highfield jumped out of the van, out of the SUV, started yelling and screaming that she was going to jail, and ordered the man behind the wheel to drive her away. Apparently, the driver refused. She got out, took her clothes off, and then began running around in a circle.
Was she yelling anything in the circle, or?
I don't know.
Was she looking crazy?
Like,
or?
I'm naked, I'm an airplane.
Wow.
Does it say she was just drunk, or was she on
no,
other
no,
drugs?
No, it goes on more here. According to a police report, when a bystander got out, when he got out to help the bicyclist, Highfield yelled at the passenger of the van to get out, then attempted to drive off, rammed her own vehicle, and then struck a fence. That's after she took the van.
That's after she took the clothes off, too.
You know what? I wonder. So she hit her own car with someone else's car. Where were the kids at when that happened? Were they just
in the SUV?
Oh, that is
awesome. In Highfield's vehicle.
She left the kids
in
her SUV.
She left the kids and got into the minivan and then hit her car and then struck a fence. I mean, they're going to give me a $65 ticket when retards do this?
Oh.
God, I'm outraged by this woman's behavior.
There's more. There has to be some more.
I'm tickled by her behavior.
Oh, my God. According to the police report, when the police arrived, Highfield was placed in the back of a patrol car.
Where's she then?
Hold on. We gotta hold it. Because she first became increasingly violent, and apparently a female officer, because a male officer can't touch her because she's, you know, flopping around nude, she started trying to kick the female officer. And this is what the arrest report says, a quote directly from the arrest report says, Highfield appeared to be under the influence of some type of drug. It said she also urinated in the back of the patrol car.
What drug do you think would make someone do that? Because I want to be on that drug.
I mean, she must have just taken a whole 10 strip of some blotter or something.
Dude,
who does that?
It could have been an experimental one.
I mean, she might have had some bad mushrooms. I know they grow in Florida.
You see, kids, that's what happens when you do disco biscuits.
Yeah, keep the disco biscuits away from this lady. Good God.
It's like LT and, Waterboy, where he's like, don't smoke crack.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, now the most outrageous part, well, as I find, and this is from a story we did a couple of weeks ago, Highfield was arrested and charged with battery, carjacking, and DUI while accompanied by a minor, and a DUI while causing damage to property. It says nothing
about
a sexual crime, even though she left two children in the car, got out of the car, ran around in a circle, naked, for the world to see. Like, hey, check it out, I'm naked. Here's my floppy breasts, and I'm pissed.
Well, probably the reason is she didn't urinate all... Well, no, she did urinate in the back of the car,
though. She did.
Though.
She pissed in the back of the car.
No sex offender.
You know?
I'm pissed.
Wow. I don't know. If you're out there listening, you have to get onto the forums, which are up now, and comment on this story, because she should be thrown in bars for a long... Well, I don't want to say quick to incarcerate. I'm sorry. I take that back. But something should happen to her to keep her away from children.
Yeah, she definitely should have to go around every neighborhood she moves from now on.
And say, you know, I'm sorry.
I'm dumb.
I get naked in front of kids, and I run around in a circle.
And right. I crash SUVs.
Olin, you got to do the best part. You have to read the quote from the victim's husband.
Okay, and here's the victim. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I feel bad for the victim and the victim's husband. Don't get me wrong. He says, I have no understanding of what's going on. My wife was riding a bike. Somebody hit her. That's all I know. I've been at the hospital for 20 hours.
Man, what a poor guy. I feel bad for him.
Man.
Yeah, you know, you gotta have a little bit of sympathy for him, but at the same time, you gotta laugh at him.
Oh, it's absolutely hysterical if you think about this outside the box, but...
That is unfreaking believable.
I mean, the woman who got hit is non-critical condition, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah, she's okay. She's fine.
You can laugh at it as long as she's not
she's
dying.
Okay, but I mean, at the same time, wow.
I could have done without that in my daily, you know, things to do.
Look, I'm just saying, if I did that and started walking around I-75 with my balls bouncing, all right, I'm a sex offender for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
She needs to be a sex offender because she did it in front of kids.
Yeah.
I don't care. Give her a month in jail because she's obviously, you know, beyond her mental capacity. There's something going on in this woman's life where she can't contain herself. But at least let kids know.
Yeah. That's
true. I mean, what, is she going to ask them to have a Hostess Twinkie, but then the kids find out that her Twinkie's really her whisker biscuit? Come on.
You know what? You know what I hate most about articles like this is that whenever there are kids involved, they don't ever say, you know, if it was her kids or, like, her nephews and nieces.
I hope to God that this is not her children.
No, but see, but then doesn't that make it even worse? Because if it's, like, your neighbor, if it's your neighbor's kids and your neighbor knows that you're, you know, batshit crazy and they still let their kids come and ride with you in your vehicle.
I got to stop you. This has to be her kids because nobody, I mean.
But who would narc on their mom like that, though?
Oh, right. I would if my mom was that dumb.
Yeah, I mean,
don't know. I mean, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta draw the line somewhere.
All right.
Come on. The oldest was, they say the kids was between 10 and 14. When you're 14, if you know that your mom is batshit crazy.
Yeah, man, because, like, I have a little sister who's 12. And if my mom ran around with my little sister like this, I would have to, you know, step in.
What a joke.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. God.
Hey, crumple it up.
Yeah, crumple it up. This is what I think of your article. God, man, what a joke. Okay. Moving the show along, we're almost done, but there is some things I want to talk about first, and that's how to contact us. If you're a listener and you want to react and have your little rant featured on the show, if it's good enough, we'll bring it on. If you're a band, local musician from the Detroit area, or around any part of the United States, Canada, the only prerequisite to calling into the show is needing to speak English. So if you're from around the world, give us a call, and we can set up a phone interview. You can get my contact number off the website. I'm not going to give it to you over the air, and you can get to The Olin Ezra Show on the internet at theolinezrashow.com. You can check out our MySpace at www.myspace.com/theolinezrashow. You can also leave comments on our brand new, newly opened interactive internet forum. So be sure to check those out and sign up and leave a couple comments. And if you leave a good rant, we could talk about it. Or if you bring up some good points, we can discuss it on the show. That's what the show's all about. Eventually, is going to be interaction. So even though we can't afford to have a phone system yet, don't worry. Feel free to comment on anything we talk about and feel free to react. I don't care if you're pissed off at me.
Right.
Go ahead and react because I'm going to read the hate mail too. I actually love hate mail better than positive.
It's more
mail.
Entertaining.
It is more entertaining.
I'd rather be reading someone's, you know, mail that's saying how much they hate me instead of how much they're kissing my
ass. If you wanted to call me a crusty stain of throat yogurt, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, more than I would, then you're the best, and there's nothing
Absolutely.
Else I'd rather listen to.
Don't kiss our asses.
Right.
We're just doing a show by the people, for the people, and of the people. So for Big Baby P, the average Joe, Dylan over there in the engineering booth, and me, I'm Olin Ezra. That's this week's version of The Olin Ezra Show.